This sermon today, something that came to my mind when I was driving truck, you know, I'd hear some preaching, and the Lord's dealing with me in some things. He's ministering to me. I think there's a growth process getting ready to take hold in my life. I just remember me in your prayers if you would right now. But the visual I had in my mind, and I got to thinking about the whole church in general. It's like I could look down at my feet, and like I'm standing on this line, and everything's good right here, and just my toes is just out across this vast, empty, arid, desolate desert, and I'm ready to step off into that. God's, you know, I got to thinking about the church. We're ready to step off into something, and as Paul was teaching, made me think again about how God was preparing Moses for what he had for him to do. And in Dave's sermon topics of the last several months, I really think God is preparing Drift Run for what's coming, for what's ahead. And it's not that we need to step out into that desert in fear. These sermons is preparing us to be able to step out in desert, in those deserts in confidence in Jesus Christ. In confidence that God will get us through. In confidence of everything but ourselves. And it's what the world's trying to tell us. You can make it on your own. We cannot. Amen. The one that still just vibes inside of me is that seed of compromise. Folks, we've got to get out of that seat. If you're in that seat, we've got to get back over in the seat of commitment. And as going forward, I've told you about reading a book that a guy by the name of John MacArthur has written. And the book is a lot about the false teaching that's going on in the world today, getting away from the true basic foundation of Jesus Christ and what he done and the sacrifice that he made, sugarcoating it. Yeah, like advertising to get church attendance to get it up is, we're going to have coffee and donuts there in the morning. We're going to do this, and it's going to be a really good entertaining show today. They're losing the point. It's the foundation of Jesus Christ. It's what our eternal life depends upon. That's what we got to be teaching. And that's why I think Dave has been, God's been leading Dave in that direction to help us to get our footing, to get ready for that step off into this desolate desert that's coming. To be ready, to be prepared, to rely on God, the creator of all things, he that was from the beginning, he that knows the end from the beginning. That's where we got to put our faith and our trust. Okay? You know, I can look around the room and you see issues going on in everybody's life. I see Isaiah Morgan just at the threshold of being a doctor. I told him the other day, I said, I hope I live long enough that you can be my doctor. But, yeah. But I look around and Laura's dad, you know, he's having a hard time. We got new babies. We got old folks. I get a phone call yesterday out in the boat with Tony, and it's Isabella saying, Pap, I pooped. He said, all right. I got a bicycle sitting in the garage for her, and I tell her she quits doing that in her pants, I'll give her that bicycle. So every time she does it in the potty, she says, can I have my bicycle? But that's life. That's how we all are. You know, I can look around, and there's individual lives going on all the way across the board. But you know what? We all got to have that individual relationship with Jesus, with God through Jesus Christ. That's why we need one another. That's why we need to encourage one another. Because we're all going through something at some time. So, back to the false teaching that's going on. I couldn't help but notice, you know, how churches advertise whatever. I go by the Family Dollar down there. We now have beer! Like trying to draw another crowd. I'm thinking, I hope the churches don't get to that point where we have a sign out there, we sell beer, just to get you in church. That's missing it, right? We have the only hope to eternal life And it's not just in the church, it's in the Word of God. And Drift Run, as the local church here, we've got to stay solid on that foundation. Amen. We cannot vary. We cannot step aside to any other form of religion or whatever you might call it, any other false teaching, just to raise our numbers. Amen. That's not what it's about. It's about that foundation. So, as we're going forward, John MacArthur calls that Christianity light. Less filling. Doesn't bind you up, you know. So, doesn't hold you down. So, I wrote down here the sermons that really stood out in my mind of late that God has led here are the seed of compromise. Now, think about that in your own life. And we're going to talk about some truth and lies here in just a little bit. And I hope your thought process is different from this point to what it'll be after we're done. That we'll close, folks. Man, it's really hit me hard. We'll get into that. The other one is, are you a follower of Christ? You remember that sermon? Are you? Ask yourself, are you? We're already sitting in that seat of compromise. Our scripture text is going to be found in John. I'm going to read chapter 8, verses 25 through 36. If you want to find that and then stand for the reading of His Word. John chapter 8, I'm going to read verses 25 through 36. John chapter 8, 25 through 36 says, now, then said they unto him, who art thou? And Jesus saith unto them, even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true. And I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. They understood not that he spake of them of the Father. Then said Jesus unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father has taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things which please him. And he spake these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then ye are my disciple. And a note by the side of that, continue in my word is to receive salvation, to step forward after you have believed, to make that commitment to him. It says, verse 32 is key, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. A reading on, and they answered him, said, we be Abraham's seed, and we were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye say, be made free? They were looking at that through the physical text. Verse 34 says, Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is a servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever. Verse 36, if the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Let us pray. Lord, again, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to be here this morning. We proclaim you as Christ, as creator of all things, Lord. And through Jesus Christ, we humbly ask for you, move your Holy Spirit upon us as we have your word open before us. Pray, Lord, that you'll guide and direct us. You'll search our hearts. You'll stir us. Help us to receive what you have for us this day. We praise you right now. We pray for the sick and grieved. We pray for our missionaries throughout the country, Lord. And again, I ask for you to forgive me. And these favors we ask in Christ's name, and amen. Amen. You may be seated. It says, and the servant, whoever committed the sin is a servant of sin. That's the bondage he's talking about, that they were bound up by the sin of their life. Now I remember when I realized that sin controlled me. So that's when I knew I needed to I needed a Savior. I knew that I was in bondage.
But the key right there is the truth shall make you free. So I wrote down about truth and lies. Let's talk a little bit about lies. There's lies going on everywhere and everything. And the more I thought about that, and the more, and I'm not going to be specific, but let it speak to your heart. How many of the lies that we welcome into our homes right now? And like I said, I'm not going to be specific. Let the Lord deal with your heart on those. How we celebrate holidays, how we do this, how we do a lot of things. And there's a lot of lies that we consider might be innocent, might be not harmful, might be this. Hey, a lie is a lie. A lie is never innocent. A lie is never harmful. I don't care what color you paint it. Let that sink in a little bit. Let us dwell on that for a moment. How, because you know, if we don't deal with such things, we're in that seat of compromise. Lies need support, because a lie doesn't have any foundation at all. Compared to truth, you think of truth has the most rock-solid foundation there is. It needs no support. It can stand alone. The truth of Jesus Christ and His shed blood and the cross, that's it. But a lie is something somebody's made up. A lie has come straight from the pits of hell. And if you're associating with a lie and you're comfortable with a lie, then get out of that seat of compromise. Okay? We got to do that. A lie has to be retold and retold and retold and retold. I think the word was said that if you hear the same lie long enough, you'll start to believe it. And also, I got thinking about that. If you hear the same lie or you practice the same lie long enough, you'll learn to ignore it. It's settled in there, and it's not hurting nothing. Well, it is. It is. Would you? I'll just throw this out there. Would you intentionally, directly lie to your kid? I hope there's nobody in here that would. Let the Holy Spirit deal with you on that. It says, lies don't change with time either. It's a continuing thing. If it goes on and on and on and it's ignored, it's there. And it won't change. It won't change into truth. It'll change into acceptable. It won't change into anything positive. We think about the way our world's going our human conditioning. We don't want to accept we are what we were created to be. We want to be something else. And that lie has been told till it's pretty much socially acceptable. It's starting to come into the church. And there's another one of them lies that's in the seat of compromise. We can't do that. That's what lies are. Just continue, beat you. I'm just going to talk a little bit about the truth, and we know it's preached here, rock solid, the truth is Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Amen. That is it. There is no other truth but what lies in the Word of God. It comes from the source of truth, never adjustable, never debatable. We might discuss something, but the Bible is not what it is because that's the way I believe it is. I want to be, I believe it is because that's the way it is. The Bible is not adjustable. If it is, you're in that seat of compromise. There's no room for adjustment in the Word of God. It is what it is. It says what it says. It means what it means. And we got to realize that the one that inspired this Word of God. And I was sharing with Olivia and Isabella is the one who set the stars, the sun, the moon, told it where to be, when to be there. And if you get into the scientific part of it, if the earth would tilt 1 degree one way, we'd freeze to death, or another degree the other way, we'd burn up. Is that an accident? No, sir. That's who I serve. That's who I want my foundation to be built upon. Greg has been teaching about the chief cornerstone. That is Jesus Christ. And everything is built off of Him. Is your life built off the truth of Jesus Christ, or is it built off of something that's in the seat of compromise? If you are a follower of Christ, a true born-again believer here this morning, and I pray that you are, and if you're not, today is the day of salvation.
Amen.
And I would never sound like I'm... You would be welcome. Jesus and all the heavenly hosts would be shouting the roof off of the heaven, if it has a roof, if you would make a commitment to Jesus Christ that day.
Amen.
And Drift Run Church would be shouting right along too. And there's no better place in this world to be a part of, and that's just me speaking, to be a part of the family at Drift Run Church. Okay. Now, the truth stands alone. It has a firm foundation. I'm going to read right now about a little bit about the false teaching in 1 John. And listen to it closely, because it speaks for itself. 1 John, I'm going to read chapter 2, verses 15 through 25. And listen closely to what John is saying. It says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him." Whoo, think about that seat of compromise right there. I can say I'm a Christian and live like the devil. God's saying, you're not of His. You're not. You never was. You couldn't be. Verse 16 says, "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." Verse 18, "Little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now there are many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time." That's where I think we're at the edge of that desert. "They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out, that they might be made manifest that they were not of us." Verse 20 says, "But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie..." Listen to this. "That no lie is of the truth." A lie can never be true. Never, ever, ever be true. Don't buy it. "Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ?" A liar is one who says there is no resurrection. A liar is one that there is no shed blood. A liar is the one that says Jesus was a great teacher, a great prophet, a great man. That's false teaching. "He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledges the Son hath the Father also. Let that therefore abide in you." He's talking about the truth. "Abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and the Father. And this is the promise that He has promised us, even unto eternal life." That's the truth versus the lie. A lie can't stand. A lie will defeat you. I couldn't help but think, I look at our age gap here, you know, all the way from babies to mature adults. How's that? Satan wants to lie to you, Luke Miller. He wants to lie to you. He wants to destroy your life and those around you. Not because you're the oldest, Alita, but he wants to destroy your testimony. He wants to lie to you and defeat you and tear down your family. Mike, he wants to destroy you from one end to the other, and he'll continue to try. And I could go all around the room because he hates every one of you. He will lie to you till the world's end if he thinks he has a chance to get you. We got to stay focused on the truth. And the truth is real. The truth is rock solid. As a finish up, I'm going to read John chapter 14, verses 1 through 6. And this is most folks know this verse, especially verse 6. But listen to what Jesus is saying to you on a personal level right here, right now. He's talking to you, Rodney Burton. He's talking to you, Dave Mark Fields. He's talking to you, Peggy in the pink shirt. but he's talking to every one of us. Because why? Because he is the source of truth. Because why? Because he loves you beyond measure, beyond our comprehension. He loves you so much. Listen to what it says. Verse 14, or chapter 14, verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled, but believe in God, believe also in me. Lies will lead to trouble. I've got caught up in them, told the first one, and you end up telling the sling of them from here to next Tuesday, and you're still worse off than you ever was. You can never go wrong by doing right. It says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He held nothing back from you. Nothing back. I go to prepare a place for you. Listen to that. For you. Put your name in that spot. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. How many people have told you they'll do something for you? They'll call you back, and you never hear from them again. Jesus is coming back, folks. That's the truth. Everything he has said, he has done, or he will do. I listened to a little bit of a interview between Dr. James Dobson and Jonathan Kahn for, I got 3 days of it in that truck. And talking about the prophecy that has been fulfilled. This is fulfilled. It's been done exactly. And Jonathan Kahn, he knows the ins and outs of all the Hebrew language and all the Old Testament. Because he is a Jew, but he is a Christian Jewish rabbi. So he talked about the 50-year, the years of Jubilee, Six-Day War, Trump calling Jerusalem, the capital of Israel. That all happened exactly as it was supposed to happen, exactly when it did happen. So, what he says he will do, he will do. And whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Verse 5 says, and Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Listen, we might as well have been Thomas right there and asked that question. Put your name right there. It says, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way. Jesus says that. No other person, no other prophet. I am the way. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Listen what it says. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Jesus told us point blank, he is the way. He is the only way. That is the truth right there. That is the bottom line to each and everything in this world today. You may get caught up in some of the television shows full of lies. Commercials. Now, who is the best? Libby's or Del Monte? They both say they're the best, but there can only be one right, correct? You see what I'm saying? So somebody's lying. And I bet they both are, actually. But that's the deception. That's the deceit that lies in the world today. And that's the obvious stuff. My point of this sermon topic here today is to ask God to help you sort through your life. Because there's some lies in there. Yeah, all of us. There's those innocent ones. There's those ones we've ignored. There's those ones that you just hear it long enough, you don't think about it. Let's get out of that seat of compromise. Let's become followers of Jesus. Because, folks, we're at the edge. We've got to be ready for that next step.
Amen.
We've got to know. We got to know in whom we trust. Joshua says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And he could be talking about his family, but in our house, the home of the Holy Spirit. I say, Jamie says, as for Jamie and this, I want to do the best I can to serve the Lord. Don't believe the false teaching. And in closing here, if they want to come get ready for a song, I just wrote some notes about when Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now let's think about what Jesus did. Let's think about the truth that was fulfilled when he was born of a virgin. He was born in a way no other man had ever been born. No other man could ever be born. He was a child of God Himself. The Holy Spirit and Mary conceived Jesus. That is the truth. That is the foundation of salvation. He lived a perfect, sinless life. We got to realize that. That is the foundation of Jesus Christ. Not one of us could ever live that perfect life. No person that ever lived before, no person that will ever live again can live that perfect life. We are all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That is the Bible. That is the inspiration from God. So the truth is, Jesus being born of a virgin, it cannot be any other way. It's being taught that that didn't happen that way. That is a lie. He didn't live a perfect life. You hear him try to say he had affairs. I've heard him say he had affairs with Mary Magdalene. He was even to the homosexual stuff. I don't know where. Well, I know where they get that stuff from. That's a lie. He lived a perfect life. He went to the cross. He died a brutal, shameful death. In that book of John MacArthur, he talked about the death was embarrassing to the Greeks and the Hebrews. That was an embarrassing way to die. They had no respect for any person that was ever killed on the cross. But he done that because that's what we deserved. So he died the perfect death. He shed the only blood that was acceptable to cover your sin. And put that in a personal way to cover your sin, yours. We say ours, and it was enough for everybody in this world, but it was enough for mine, my personal sin. That's the truth of Jesus Christ. That's the foundation Dave is preaching about us. To get out of that seat, to get off of that other foundation. That's where we got to be, folks, because foundations are going to be tested. Your faith is going to be tested. You're going to be called out. Are you ready to stand on the truth? His resurrection. Give us that hope of that new life. To give us that hope of the bodies that Sean was talking about. I remember being that same guy. I'm afraid to die. Sometimes I'd lay there in bed. I was afraid to shut my eyes. I think I might die before I wake up. Not that way. That's just part of life. Grandpa Charlie told me and Rodney that night. He said, boys, I'm sorry for you boys. That's just part of life. Man, that changed my life right there. That made me realize when I told my doctor, I said, you can take care of my body, but Jesus take care of my soul. He said, that's a good place to be. I hope you're in that place right now. Yeah, this is good. This is great, the life that God has given us. The opportunities that we have here together to share and lift up one another. But man, heaven is just way better. So do not fear death. Come boldly to the throne of grace. Jesus paid it all for you. He made the way for you. Well, I hope it stirred your heart tonight, Lord, or folks. I hope you'll look to the Lord for conviction, for guidance to help us to take a inventory of our homes, of our house. What's laying around? What? Man, we got a lot of trash in our lives. Right here, you know, right here. Man, I got this sermon for 3 weeks. I hope it spoke to your heart. If you want to get a song, let's all stand. And I'm going to have a word of prayer before we sing, if you would. Let's all stand and let God search your hearts and stir within you. Let's pray. Lord, we ask you right now, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this word that you've given us here this morning. We thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit. We know that it is here because you promised it would be. We ask, Lord, that you stir our hearts, Lord. Help us to not just shun this as we go out the door and go back to our routines, Lord. Help us to become what you need us to be. Help us to become Christians, light unto the world. Stir our hearts as only you can, Lord. And I praise you and I thank you, Lord, for your love and your mercy. And I ask again, Lord, for you to forgive me. And these favors we ask in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. If the Lord stirred your heart here this morning, come make a commitment to him. Come and if you're not saved, come get saved.